Okay, this is from the Likutei Emunas Yitecha, from Moshe Wolf's Shlita, and this is the Sukkos volume on page 39, where he talks about the deeper understanding of why we sleep in a sukkah. We know some of the halacha now. We know a little bit of background to the whole sugya. But the question that he asks, and the question that many Sefer Chassidus ask, is why does the Gemara emphasize sleeping in the sukkah? Meaning, we'll see, when we start to learn how to make a sukkah, the Gemara will often say, well, this area of the sukkah is kosher, but you can't sleep under it, or you can sleep under it, or you can't sleep under it. The second parak begins, Hayashin Tachas Hamita. So very often the Gemara, Chazal, talk about sleeping even more so than they talk about eating. Right, so why is that? So in Halacha we have somewhat of an understanding maybe now. Right, we said that the Mishnah teaches us that you're allowed to, on Chaf Hei, you're allowed to have a Sheinas Arai, Chutz L'Sukkah. That's right, you're allowed to have an Achilas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah, but you're not allowed to have a Sheinas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah. Can't even take a nap outside the Sukkah. So sleeping apparently has even greater demands in a certain sense when it comes to the Sukkah. We saw others that indicated maybe the opposite direction. Right, we mentioned the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz the other day, who said that Sukkah is not really sleeping is not really the Iker Mitzvah. We saw Rashi in a couple of places where eating and drinking and sleeping were all put together. The halacha clearly emphasizes sleeping. The Ramah gave his heterim, why people are not so particular about sleeping. But again, in Pnimius HaTorah, in the deeper dimension, sleeping in the sukkah is a very big thing. And Reb Wolfson wants to understand what's that about. So he writes as follows. We're on page Lamed Tes. Again, the piece that begins, Ikar Mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah Hi Hashena. The primary use of dwelling in the sukkah is sleeping in the sukkah. Okay? Anyone not have a copy?
Rabbi Isaac, pass it back, please.
Okay? It says Lamed Tes in the top left corner. That's side one of the page. Matzinu b'divrei Chazal, hecha da'ayri b'mitzvah sukkah. We find that when Chazal speak about the mitzvah of sukkah, dinoktu be'ikar es hashena b'sukkah. Chazal primarily focus on sleeping in the sukkah. Again, I'm sure most of us, as we took a poll the other day, are more particular, at least we have been up to this point in our life, about eating in the sukkah more so than sleeping in the sukkah. And again, maybe we rely on the heterim that we learn. Right? No one here is married except for me, so you don't have that heter. But maybe you have the heter, it's too cold, it's too uncomfortable, it's not possible based on the area in which we live. Okay, so that would depend on the weather. But again, Chazal seem to emphasize sleeping in the sukkah. Achein harama. The Ramah said nowadays most people don't sleep in the sukkah except for those who are very particular about mitzvos. And the Ramah gave us two different heterim. Again, one is that maybe a married person teishu kein to duru, and my wife's not going to sleep in the sukkah either because it's not comfortable or it's not tsanua, whatever it is, right? Or because it's too cold. So the Ramah says that, you know, people are not careful about it, but if you study the Mishnayos and you study the Gemara as well, it seems like sleeping is even more emphasized. It becomes like the standard example, even more so than eating in the sukkah. This other sefer in my hand is the Emunas Yitecha, the three-volume set of the same author, Moshe Wolfson. And this is the Mo'adim volume, and he has a tiny piece on this question. So I want to just tell you what he has here first, in this other volume, which you don't have in front of you, and then we'll read this piece here. Again, he asked the same question, and he says, it could be as follows. He says, in Parshas Bereishis, he said, I explained in Parshas Bereishis that sleeping, he had der ha-pu'ula v'ha-shtadlus. Think about it. What happens when you're sleeping? You're passive. You're not active. You're no longer making your hashtadlus, right? When a person's awake, there's a danger of thinking you're in charge of the world. When you're asleep, you know that you're not in charge of the world. So he says, the sukkah is the tzela de mehem nusa. It's a phrase we should become familiar with. Tzela de mehem nusa, right? The tzela, the tzela de mehem nusa means what? It means literally the tzel is the shadow of amuna, right? But it means the place of amuna. The place of amuna. We have two yom tovim where we focus on amuna in very different ways. On Pesach, the Zohar says we ingest matzah, which is the mechla de mehem nusa. It's the food of faith. On Sukkot, we enter into a dwelling place which is called the dwelling place of faith. Tzela d'mehem nusa. That's what the sukkah is. So therefore, why is sleeping emphasized in the sukkah? Again, when you're awake, you think you're in charge of the world. When you're asleep, going to sleep takes amuna. Right? Going to sleep, handing my neshama over to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the hope that he's going to give it back to me the next day. Rabba amuna sech when I wake up. Modani. Right? I trusted you, Hashem, to take care of my soul and to give it back to me. Sleep is the 60th of death. So when a person goes to sleep, says Rav Wolfson, Misha Misloning Betzela Sukkah, he's sleeping within the environment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Umuftach Bo Yisbach, he's relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's like a child. Kmo Tinok Shesomech Al Imo Bechol Einav, Vehu Yashin Veimo Mechina Avura. It's like a person, it's like a baby who goes to sleep, knowing that its mother's watching eye is watching over it, and it doesn't have anything to worry about in the world. He quotes the Medrash that when Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right, the Medrash describes different degrees of Amunah and Bitachon, or Ishtadlus. It says the highest level was Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who said about himself, Anisha Chavti Ve'isha Not, the Pasuk can tell him. But it was said about Chizkiyahu. He said, I go to sleep in my bed, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu fights my wars for me. To have such Amunah that I can go to sleep and not be Mishtadel, that's an unbelievably high level. V'lachein, so says Rav Wolfson, very simple. So that's why Chazal spoke about sleeping in the sukkah, because if the sukkah is supposed to be an expression of what? Of my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem provided for us in the Midbar, and He protected us, and He watched over us, and it's a place of Amunah, so what better way to express my Amunah than what? Than to lie down and to go to sleep. I once saw elsewhere from Rav Wolfson, he says, the difference between a man and an animal is that a man has his head on top and his body down below. An animal walks, right? Its body, its torso, and its head are on the same level. Right? Okay, the head's maybe a little bit above. Right? The top of the head's a little bit above. But the cow's head, right, most of the time is flat with the rest of its body. So when a person lies down to go to sleep, now he's almost like an animal. But in a good way. Right? In a good way. In the sense that what I'm being mevatel my moach, I'm no longer being in charge, I'm no longer being able to think, and to explain, and to reason, I just want to give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch. So when I lie down in that animal-like state, where my head and my body are even, that's, so to speak, again, with the right kavan, what I'm doing is I'm showing my belief in HaKadosh Baruch. That I'm not in charge. That I'm being mevatel my intellect, which is obviously the greatest part of myself, but to give that over to HaKadosh Baruch with Amunah is an amazing thing. Okay, so that's what Rav Wolfson writes in the Amunah Sitecha, in the Mo'adim volume, which again is the collection of all of his Torahs from on all of the different Yom Tovim. Okay, but here in the Sukkot volume, which you have in front of you, let's see how he answers the question. V'roi lahavin, lama hutzrich harama lahosif b'leshono shamekdaktikim b'mitzvos yeshenim b'sukkah. Why did the Rama have to say, oh, but by the way, the people who are very particular sleep in the Sukkah? Again, the Rama is trying to defend what? Trying to defend those people who don't sleep in the sukkah. He says, I look around, I see people aren't sleeping in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Well, what right do they have not to do this? These are serious Jews. So he comes up with his hetera, maybe ish v'ishto, maybe because it's too cold. But then he throws in, but by the way, you should just know the real star kid and, you know, sleep in the sukkah. The people who really care about mitzvahs, they sleep in the sukkah. Why does he have to do that? What was he trying to be mechazik us to join the medaktik?
He's mechazik in the people that do, actually.
Right, he wants to be give chizik to those who already do. They shouldn't be pulled in by the... Okay, could be. So let's see what he says. So he has a very interesting approach to the whole question of sleeping in the sukkah. The left column. V'nakdim leva'er inyan mitzvahs lina. First, we need to talk about the mitzvah of sleeping over. In what context? When a Jew comes to Yerushalayim to bring a karban, the halacha is that you need to spend the night in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to drop off your karban, to bring your karban, and then to say, all right, that's enough, I'm going home, sleeping on my bed tonight. There's a mitzvah of what? Of sleeping over in Yerushalayim. Shechayva ha-Torah sha'ola l'Yerushalayim u'makriv karban, a person who comes to Yerushalayim, and he offers a karban, sheyolin b'Yerushalayim b'layla sha'achrav. You have to spend the following night, and you brought the karban during that day, you spend the following night in Yerushalayim. Why? What would you say the simple reason for this is? The same reason it's not nice to run out of shul, that the second davening's over. The same reason it's not nice to run out of any spiritual environment the second it's over. You should want it to linger. You should want it to remain. You shouldn't want to make havdalah the second Shabbos is over. So here you come to Yerushalayim, you bring a karban. Hashem says, don't just drop off your karban and run away. Spend some time. Let's get to know each other. Don't just make a payment, you know, an online payment, and then you're done with me. Come, spend some time together. Let's sit together. Let's dwell together. Let's spend the night together. As the pasuk says in Devarim Tes Zayin, Ufanisa v'boker v'halachta lo'alacha. When the morning comes, a person should return to his home, to his tent. But that night you spend with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So says Rav Wolfson, v'ta'ama ba'i. An explanation is needed. Why? Again, I just offered you an explanation. It's not nice to drop off your carbon and run away. But why did the Torah demand, dafka, you have to sleep over? Why did the Torah say, when you bring a carbon, you can't leave right away, you have to stay at least an extra, half hour. An extra hour. Right? Tzadikim HaRishonim, Chassidim HaRishonim would wait an hour before davening, an hour after davening. So an hour. Why do you have to sleep over? What's the Indian of sleeping over in Yerushalayim? Ubiarti b'parshas re'e, however, Alinu Litova Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. So Wilson says, last year in Yerushalayim Yerkodesh on Parshas Re'eh, I offered an explanation. This piece, by the way, is from Tafshin Nun Daled. Okay, this piece was from 1994. Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkah is 1994. That's when Rav Wolfson actually gave over this Torah. So let's see. And he was in Yerushalayim, I guess, earlier. He usually goes to the for the summer to Yerushalayim. Kine Yerushalayim hi ir ha'elukim v'sham beis lo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Yerushalayim? What is Yerushalayim? Physically beautiful city? Yes. Good place to grab a shawarma? Yes. Right? But what's Yerushalayim? What's really Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the center of the universe. Yerushalayim is the Ir HaElokim. Yerushalayim is the bias of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'lo nischalti Yerushalayim l'shvatim ki kula l'Hashem. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, but one opinion is that Yerushalayim, of all the parts of Eretz Yisrael that were divided up to specific Shvatim, Yerushalayim is the collective land of the Jewish people. It's Hashem's portion. It doesn't belong to any one particular Shevet. Lo nischalka was not divided amongst the Shvatim. Ki kula l'Hashem. It belongs entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kasher bar Yisrael oli l'Yerushalayim. So when a person comes to Yerushalayim, you're coming to Hashem's house. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good host. Right? A good host doesn't just invite you to come for a meal. A good host says, come, stay, sleep over. We have nice accommodations for you. Right? You've been traveling. It was a long day on the road. Why should you just stop over for a meal and then get back on the road, spend the night, rest up? Turn the page. When a person comes to Yerushalayim, to Hashem's house, so you're a guest in Hashem's house. The sukkah is Hashem's house. The sukkah is Hashem's house. The Gemara says in Daf Tesam at Aleph, Kishem Shachol, Shem Shemaim al Chagiga, just like the name of God rests upon the Chagiga, upon the carbon Chagiga, Kachol Shem Shemaim al Sukkah. Sukkah is mamish, a place where there's a Hashras Hashchina. It's Hashem's house. It's like the Beis Hamikdash. It's like Eretz Yisrael. It's like Yerushalayim, like we learned that first day. So when you come to Hashem's house, Hashem says, don't just come for a quick visit. Sleep over. Spend the night together. Says Rav Wolfson, we know from the Talmud Yerushalmi and Maseches Rosh Hashanah and many other sources that Hashem practices what He preaches, that Hashem Himself keeps the Torah. So the same way that when you invite a guest over, it's nice to invite them to sleep over, so too Hashem practices. Hashem's a good host. Hashem also follows the rules, right? Hashem says, when you come to my house, when you come to Yerushalayim, I want to be a proper host. The same way I would want you to do a proper, a full Hachnasas Orachim, I want to also do Hachnasas Orachim. Let's pause here for 1 second. I brought along a few other sfarim to just flesh out this idea. In Rav Avram Shor's Halakach Valibov, this little white volume that I'm holding, in the volume on Sukkos, on page 41, he also talks about sleeping in the Sukkah. And he talks about how Avram Avinu is really the first one to introduce the concept of Sukkah. Let me take a half a step back. Of the three Avos, which of the Avos corresponds to which of... Match up the Avos in the Shlosh Regalim. Which of the Avos corresponds to each of the three big holidays? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Match them up. Who do we usually associate with each of those three Yom Tov? The Torah, the Arbaturim, the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Simin Tov Yud Zayin, quotes his brother and says, "My brother matched up the three," and that's normally what we assume. So who's who?
Avram Sukkos.
Avram is not usually associated with Sukkos.
Is Moshe with Pesach?
Well, let's do Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov with Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. So far, you've all gotten it completely wrong. Yitzchak is not Pesach. You guys have hit every impossible. You've basically hit every wrong combination. Yitzchak is Shavuos. That's correct.
Avram is Pesach.
Avram is Pesach because Avram said, "Lushi vasi ugos." Let's make matzahs. Yaakov is Sukkos because Yaakov said, "V'Yaakov nasa sukosa." Yaakov came to a place called Sukkos and he made a sukkah. He made huts for his animals. So normally we assume Avram is Pesach. Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. But the truth is, of course, all of them are connected, and Avram really was the first one to be Machadish, the Inyan of Sukkah. The Medrash says that when the Pasuk says about Avram, V'hishanu tachas eitz, beginning of Parshas Vayera, right? Avram sitting outside, he's looking for a guest, and Hashem sends him some angelic guests on the third day of his Bris Milah, because he was eager for Orchim. That's why I'm making this point, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you come to the sukkah, I want to be a good host. You come to Yerushalayim, you come to a sukkah, I want to be a good host. Who's the root of being a good host? Avram Avinu. So Avram says to his guests, Hishanu tachas eitz. Why don't you go rest under the tree? And Avram runs off to prepare, right, delicious delicacies for his Arab / angelic guests. So the Medrash says, the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Vayera, when it says V'hishanu tachas ha'etz, the Medrash says that because Avram said V'hishanu tachas ha'etz, to rest under the tree, right, to be covered, so to speak, by the schach, so in that schus, Klal Yisrael were given the mitzvah of sukkah. So Avram, in a certain sense, was the one who was mechadish the inyan of sukkah. So Rav Shor says, when a person goes to sleep, normally sleep has a bad connotation. We know that sleep, the Gemara in Brachos, is the 60th of death. Right? Very often, sleep is associated with the Yerida. The Medrash says the beginning of Yerida is going to sleep. It means I'm losing control. The whole point of the shofar is to wake us up, that we shouldn't be asleep anymore. Right? So we understand the theme of that. But Avram Avinu, he says, was mechadish that it's possible to go to sleep and not have an afilah. And he goes on and he explains that therefore Avram in some way is deeply connected to this Indian of Sukkah, which of course Yaakov is as well. He says when a person is in the Sukkah, this is a beautiful insight. He says, "B'sukkah Adam eina yachol liros michutz." When you're in the Sukkah, you can't see to your right, you can't see to your left, you can't see in front of you, you can't see behind you, right? Assuming you have a full four-wall Sukkah. There's only one direction you can look in the Sukkah. What direction is that? Mala. You can only look up. As teaching a Jew, he has to have a heavenly perspective. So all the more so, when a person's lying down in the sukkah, when you're sleeping in the sukkah, right, and so to speak, your eyes are locked with the Rabbono Shalom. Again, he develops this whole idea here. But again, I want to connect it to Avram Avinu, because Avram is the one who's the shorish of Achlasas Orchem. And the whole idea of sleeping in the sukkah is that Hashem wants to be a good host. And he wants to treat us like a beloved guest. What are the dimensions of a sukkah? I haven't even learned the first Mishnah yet, but what are the minimum dimensions of a sukkah?
10 by 7, 4 by 4.
Let's see if we can work this out. A sukkah has to be 10 tvachim high, and it has to be 7 by 7 tvachim, right?
Yeah.
Rosho, rubo, v'shulchano. The majority of your body, your head, rosho, rubo, the majority of your body, v'shulchano, and enough room for a tefach by tefach table. Right? So 7 by 7 by 10. So let's do a little math here for a second. Let's figure this out. So let's say I have one wall is 7 by 10, so that's 70, yeah? How many walls do I have around me?
Three.
Four walls, right?
Three.
Let's go with four walls. Let's make a full sukkah for a second. Yeah? So what's 70 times 4 is?
280.
No. Yeah. It's 280. Okay, so that sukkah is too big. I don't make that sukkah so big. Okay, let's make our sukkah a little small. So let's make our sukkah needs to have two walls. So what is that? So that's 140. And then on top, it's 7 by 7. So what's 7 times 7?
49.
Okay, so 49. So what do we have? So we have 140, right? Let's do two walls so far to start.
189.
So it's 140. Well, that's 189. Yeah? Let's add a third wall. What do we have? We have three walls.
One. So it's another 7. It's another 10.
It's another 10. Is what?
Another 10, yeah. 199.
I don't want 199. Let's do it again. Ah, the floor. The floor is 49, right? 7 by 7. And the top is 49, 7 by 7. So what's that? So that's 98. 98. Now we have two full walls, which is another 140. So what is that? 238. And then the third wall, the Gemara says, can be what? Afilu tefach. So it's one tef. It's one, but it has to be 10 high. So 1 by 10 is another 10. So that's 248 gematria Avraham. So the dimensions of a sukkah, the Svarim say, is Avraham. Let's do it again, so everyone has it. Yeah? One wall is 7 by 10, that's 70.
Wow.
Another wall is 7 by 10. Good, you're filling in for cook. One wall is 7 by 10, that's 70. Another wall is 7 by 10. Okay, so that's another 70.
Right? The top is 7 by 7 tefachim. So that's another 49. The floor is 7 by 7 tefachim. That's another 49. And then the last wall is afilu tefach, is 10 in height by 1 tefach wide. So there's another 10, is 248.
That's only two walls.
Two walls and a tefach. We'll learn how you make a sukkah with the minimum of two walls and a little bit. Right? Like the Vilna Gaon said, the word sukkah, right, if you look at the sukkah, the samach is like enclosed on all sides, a chaf is enclosed on three sides, and then the hay is two walls and then tefach. So we'll learn how to make that type of sukkah. Okay, but you see that sukkah is rooted in Avram Avinu, and now we're saying sukkah is rooted in Achnasas Orchem. So it makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, sleep over, spend the night, let's keep going, because we're running out of time. So therefore, Hashem wants to be a good host and be Mekayim Achnasas Orchem b'milua. Shiachila u'shasiya v'lina. Hashem says, I want you to eat by me, I want you to drink by me, I want you to sleep by me. L'chein siva Hashem l'chola ola li'yushalayim v'sareach etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyalin sham araboker. So Hashem says, when you visit my house, stay the night. That's the concept of lina. You bring a carbon to Yerushalayim, is the equivalent of coming to Hashem's house for a meal, and Hashem says, spend the night. So therefore, Kinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avel Ir Yerushalayim, Hashem has very strong feelings towards the city of Yerushalayim. As we know the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Iva L'Moshevlo. Hashem desired Tzion, Iva L'Moshevlo. Right, it's the place of Hashem's Iva, it's Lashem Taiva, it's the place of Hashem's desire. Ritzono Yizbarach Shagam Bene Yisrael Yisavi Yerushalayim. And Hashem says, I want you to also fall in love with Yerushalayim. So friends, how do you fall in love with something? You get involved with it. You can't fall in love with Gemara without trying Gemara. Right? You can't fall in love with that girl until you spend some time with her and you get to know her. And hopefully the more you know her, if she's the one for you, right? As time goes on, you'll love her even more. You'll fall more in love with who she is. The more you spend time, the more you're connected with her. Right? Anything in this world. The more you involve yourself with it, the more you come to love it. If it's something of you know, substance. If it's a stupidity, then over time you grows old and you get tired of it. But if it's something real, the more you do it, the more you learn Gemara, the more you immerse yourself in Torah, right? The more you challenge yourself to daven with Kavana. At first it's hard, but then it grows, the feelings grow. So Hashem wants us to fall in love with Yerushalayim the same way He's in love with Yerushalayim. V'alkein mavakish HaKadosh Baruch Hu miYisrael shebevom lisareach b'Yerushalayim v'lechol sham karbonoseim. So when we come to spend time in Yerushalayim and we eat our carbon in Yerushalayim, Hashem says, come, sleep over. Yisharu lalun sham araboker v'lo yatsu miyaras ha'ir. Don't make this a place of business meetings. You owe me some money, you owe me for your avero, so you drop off a carbon and then you head out. Hashem says, if you're connected to Yerushalayim, if you love Yerushalayim, you spend time in Yerushalayim. You're not in any rush to go home. So he brings an interesting remez. Rav Wolfson always has very nice gematrias. V'lakach nirmas b'tevas. Right? It's hinted to in the words. Ufanisa v'aboker. The pasuk that we saw earlier, Devarim Perak Tes Zayin. Ufanisa v'aboker means you should take leave in the morning. That's the source for sleeping over in Yerushalayim. He says, Ufanisa v'aboker is gematria ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshev lo. 850. Because by spending the night and not leaving until the morning, that's how you fall in love with Yerushalayim. Then you also, ki bachar Hashem loves Sion, He desired it as His place of living. Right? Teishru kein teduru, Yerushalayim. Don't just come to visit, spend the night there. Live in Yerushalayim. Living means sleeping over. Living means spending the night there. Okay? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you come to the sukkah, it's the same thing. The sukkah is mamish, the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a makum of Ashras Ashchina. And Hashem says, I want you to spend time with me in the sukkah. And really spending time is not just I stop off at the sukkah to grab a bite to eat. Right? I spend time in the sukkah means I sleep in the sukkah. I live in the sukkah. I immerse myself fully in the sukkah. Okay, let's pause here for a minute because I want to share with you a couple of other very nice ideas. The Birchas Yaivitz. The Birchas Yaivitz is Rav David Kohn. Shlita, very, very interesting Rav, a Talmud of Rav Huttner, Rav Yitzchak Huttner Zatzal. So in the second volume of his writings on the Mo'adim, called Birchas Yaivitz, on page 126 and 127, he also talks about the deeper dimension of sleeping the sukkah. First, he talks about it in the context of a parent-child relationship. It's a little bit long and a little bit complicated, so I'm going to skip over that. But then he gives a short explanation. And I want to share this especially since yesterday was the art site of the Maharal of Prague. The Holy Maharal of Prague perhaps gives us an insight into why sleeping in the sukkah is such a big idea. Again, we haven't spoken about this idea in Machshava yet, but sukkah is a me'ain of lasid lavo. Harachman hu yakim lanu as sukkah as David hanofalus. There's a very big Mashiach inyan by sukkah. We hinted to it the other day. Remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel? Remember the Gemara? Who brought it up the other day? I remember who brought it up. Right, about the goyim at the end of days, they want a mitzvah. You remember? So Hashem says, I'll give you an easy mitzvah. And he gives them the... Oh, man, he brought it up, right.
The Gemara.
So he gives, right? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Hashem gave us an easy mitzvah. Give the goyim an easy mitzvah. What's an easy mitzvah? Sukkah. You get a couple planks of wood. Right? You build a sukkah, no big deal. And then it's very hot and the sun comes out and... What?
The Gemara and Daf Beis on the Beis is like a machokas of whether or not the sukkah...
Right, is the sukkah of Lasid Lavo, exactly. Yeah. So the sukkah has very messianic undertones to it. There's definitely a lot of themes of David HaMelech and Mashiach and... Right? The last of our guests on sukkah, so the end of the Yushpizin is David HaMelech. It's a big inyan, sukkah and Lasid Lavo. Hints to Mechamas Gog Umagog, and the battles that the Jews fought when they were in the Midbar, Sukkah's Mamish. Again, there's a lot there. But if we know anything about Lasid Lavo, says Rav David Kohn, Shemikeven Shechaga Sukkos Misamel La'achris Hayamim, if Sukkah has this Mashiach type of, nature to it, Kumo Shabir HaMaharal, Shehashliach Chozer L'Mishaleach L'Hagid Lo Asisi Shlichuscha, He quotes the Maharal about the return of when the Shliach carries out the mission, so he returns to the Mishaleach and he informs him that I've carried out the mission, right? But the Mishaleach is really just what? He's operating, he's almost being controlled by the Shliach. The Shliach is programming him and telling him what to do. La'asid lavo, one of the things that's going to happen, la'asid lavo, the Gemara at the end of Sukkah, is that the Yitzhahara is going to be shechted. There's going to be, like the Ramban writes in Parshas Ha'azinu, some type of bittul of the Yetzer Hara, which really means a bittul of our Bechira. A bittul of our Bechira will no longer have free will the way we have it today. Today we had a challenge, we had an opportunity to come to Shir today or to not come to Shir today. Right? And we could have chosen not to. The Yetzer Hara maybe said, it was a long Shabbos, I'm tired. And not everyone's going to come on Sunday, so why do I have to come on Sunday? Right? Whatever we're struggling with, any area of Yetzer Hara, anything that we're fighting for in this world and grappling with, which makes life meaningful, like we learned the other day. But there's going to become a time, lots of level, where there's going to be such a clarity of a Kodesh Baruch. I hate rabbis who try to explain, natural disasters and say, oh, Hurricane Irma is because women aren't dressed serious enough, or things like that. Even though that may be true. All those things are true. Right? But we know that lots of level, one of the descriptions, is that Kimala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, that the world is going to be filled, overflowing, with the knowledge and awareness of Hashem, right? Kamayim liyam mechasim, like the waters of the ocean, right? That are just like spilling over, right? So flooding, the concept of flooding. Again, I'm not, God forbid, saying anything definitively, right? And certainly we don't look to make a vart out of someone else's suffering, right? But the idea that the world is overflowing with mayim is certainly something that has, again, also a very mashiachtic expression to it. Yeah, the filling the world of, and that's bittul bechira. If you know that God is right here, why do people do averus? People do averus because you don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu because I can't see him. I'm not mindful of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When I become aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's obvious. When I'm standing at Har Sinai, the way the Baal HaTanya explains, whose Yahrzeit was also yesterday, the way the Baal HaTanya explains, Kaf Aleihem Har Kegigis, God held the mountain overhead. It wasn't a physical mountain threatening us to accept the Torah. It was that Hashem's presence was so obvious that it was Ki'ilu, we were forced into it. How could we choose otherwise? There was no other choice. It was too obvious to choose Hashem. We live in a world now where Hashem is hiding, and it's not so easy to choose Hashem. So la'asid lavo, we're going to enter into a world where Bechira is going to be removed. So therefore, think about it. Im Kain says with David Kohn, yet shapir yesh nahashva al asiyas mitzvah bofen she'ein shom Bechira. So what's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? What's a way of serving Hashem without bechira? How do you serve Hashem without bechira? You go to sleep. So the sukkah, which is an expression of something that's la'asid lavo, the sukkah, which has so many themes of Mashiach, I go to sleep in the sukkah, being mevatel my mind while I'm sleeping, being mevatel my ability to choose, I don't control myself in my sleep, right? Kiviyachol. The hainu matzav shel sheina le mitzvah sa'achar sayamim.
and I enter into that sleepy state, again in a good way, where I can do mitzvahs in my sleep, where I can serve Hashem in my sleep. I don't have to choose anymore, because the choice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes so unbelievably obvious. Okay, so that's how Rav David Cohen understands why sleeping, which again is such a strange concept of mitzvah, do a mitzvah without awareness, mitzvah srichos kavana, the sukkah of all places, our first shir, leman yedu, sukkah is a place of das. But when you go to sleep in the sukkah, you're saying, I realize that the sukkah is also to be mevatel my das to Hashem is a beautiful thing. Sukkah is like a mikvah also. And then you can actually have a sukkah and a mikvah. When you go into a mikvah, you mevatel yourself to enter into that environment of the mikvah. Again, a place where you're not functioning in the normal fashion. Okay? All right, let me tell you one more, and then I think I probably have to wrap. The Shem Yishmuel in Yom Kippur. The Shem Yishmuel in his writings of Yom Kippur from the year Tafresh Pei. Tafresh Pei. So what year is Tafresh Pei? 1920. Okay? The Shem Yishmuel, near 1920, on Motzei Yom Kippur, said the following explanation. He's explaining a series of psukim in Megillas Rus. Right? The pasuk says that by Rus, it says, V'rachatzt v'sacht v'samt simlosayich. So he says, the Medrash already darshins, V'rachatzt is a lashon of cleansing oneself from avodah zarah. Vasacht is a lashon of mitzvos, and vasam simlosayich, and then I adorned myself in special clothing. The Medrash says elu bigdei Shabbos. So the Shem Yishmuel says, I'll tell you a different way to learn those three expressions. Rosh Hashanah, he says, is the rechitza, is where we wash ourselves off. He says Yom Kippur, he says, is elu mitzvos, and he explains those. Not for now. Sukkot, he says, corresponds to what? Corresponds to vasam simlosayich, that I put on my clothing. Why? However, why? Because of sukkah, the Medrash says Big Day Shabbos. Why sukkah? Because again, if there's one mitzvah that wraps itself around us, the same way clothing wraps around a person, that it envelops my body, right? Shabbos surrounds a person, he says. He says, the Arizal says, when we eat and we drink on Shabbos, right, it doesn't make us magushim. It's a spiritual environment that even the physical things serve to protect us. So listen to what he says about the sukkah. V'yesh lomar, dechenu inyan sukkah, sha'amitzvah b'chol chelkei adam. A sukkah is also like clothing. It wraps itself around, it envelops us. Remember I told you the imagery of the sukkah? That it's a wall and a tefach. The Arizal says, looks like a hug. Your arm, and then the hand. Right? It's wrapped in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand. So when a person enters the sukkah, it surrounds a person on all sides. So now listen to what he says. He quotes from his father. Who's the father of the Shem Yishmuel? The Avnei Nezer. The Rebbe of Sokotchev, the Avnei Nezer. He actually has a famous tshuva in his Shalos and Tshuvas about sleeping in a sukkah. So he quotes from his father, She yeshiva sukkah nizkeres b'shas b'lashon yeshenim tachtav ein yeshenim tachtav. That's our question. The Gemara always talks about you can sleep under this part of the sukkah, you can't sleep under this part of the sukkah. Why sleeping? Why sleep? He says, Lahoros, Shemitzvah Sukkah no gas, afla haguf levad, because sukkah is not only something that speaks to the neshama, we put our whole body into the sukkah. We'll talk more about that. We put our whole body in the sukkah. What mitzvah do we do with our whole body? Not a lot of mitzvahs that we do with our whole body. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in there, you're in with your whole body. When it's Shabbos, you're surrounded, your whole body is in Shabbos. When you go to a mikvah, your whole body's in a mikvah. When you go to a sukkah, your whole body's in the sukkah. Your whole body's in the sukkah. So he says from his father, "Kmo be'ez hashena shemistalekes haneshama." When a person goes to sleep and he's left much more with his body than he is with his soul, the ein nishar bo elakista dechius. He only has a small connection to his soul when he's sleeping. So it makes sense that sleeping has a strong connection to sukkah, because sukkah is a mitzvah that envelops the body, and sleeping is a time where a person is more body and less soul. And he lies down like an animal. He's negating his intellect. Right? The Mishkan HaNeshama is one's malach. V'alkein mitzvah sukkah yesh banami inyan simla. And therefore the sukkah is what? It's like a simla. It's like a garment that surrounds us, that protects us, that shields us. Shemakefes says kol evari adam. It protects the entire body of man. And therefore he says, it makes a lot of sense, that this pasuk in Rus, v'samt simlo sayich, that I wrap myself in this begadim, could perhaps be a reference to sukkah. Okay, last marim makom for the day. The last Ma'ar Makom for the day is from the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi, if you want to see a picture of him, I always say, go to the library, push the button for 5A, and when you get out of the elevator, look on the wall, you'll see a picture of this very holy Jew, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. He was one of the Rashi Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. So it shows you what a Torah genius he was. And he was a chassid. And he died al Kiddush Hashem. And his relatives donated money to the YU library. So that's why there's a big picture of Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. He's an amazing Jew. Always being Malamed Chus on Jews. So he also, in his writings on Moadim, from the year 1925 on Sukkot, he also asked this question: What's the big inyan of sleeping in the sukkah? And again, he gives answers that are similar to what we've explained. He quotes an interesting rush. I'll just mention it quickly. He quotes a rush in Maseches Gittin that says when a person is asleep, he has a lower status in halacha than a cheresh or a shota, than a deaf mute who's pater from mitzvos and from a shota who's pater from mitzvos. So your mamash entering into an environment where you're pater from mitzvos, which again has all those themes of amuna and all those messianic themes of a bittul of mitzvos, like the Gemara talks about in Maseches Nida, right? And he says the sukkah protects us from Amalek. Amalek tries to attack us when we're outside the Anani HaKavod. And he says that's the whole notion of the Yom Tov HaSukkos. Chag HaOsif. Chag HaOsif, gathering in. That even the Jew, again, who's not such a hush of a Jew, has a place in the sukkah. We pull everyone back into the sukkah. And again, that's expressed when a person goes to sleep in the sukkah. Even a Jew is not such a chacham in his mind. His mind is not so sharp. And his neshama is not so active. But even the Jew is asleep, he has a place in the sukkah. He has a place in that world of Mashiach. Right? That he also has the kista d'chiyusa that stays all alive in a person when he's sleeping, and his neshama, most of his neshama leaves, but he's still connected. And that's really the chashivas of sleeping in the sukkah. So Mir Hashem, we should have a good yontif this year. Hashem should give us good weather. Those who are in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have it much easier. But again, I hope we'll have a new appreciation for what can be achieved, not only in halacha, but in terms of pnimiyas haTorah, in terms of the machshava. But what happens when a Jew goes to sleep in the sukkah? The Arizal said he accomplished more in his sleep, right? Than many people accomplish when they're awake. So halavai, when we go to sleep, right, and we give our souls over to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that environment, we sleep. We have a sleepover party with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ufanisa v'boker is gematria, ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshav lo. It deepens our connection to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim and to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So mir tzashem, we should be zocheh to spend many, many hours in the sukkah in the Yom Tov. Shkoyach.